You know, but my father, who was a World War II veteran, he was in World War II in the west coast of Africa. He was a staff sergeant. He took the Army's officer's exam and scored the second highest score in the whole Army theater, not just West Africa, not just Europe, the Army theater. But his captain said that if it was up to him, there would never be another nigger officer in the Army, and did not allow him to go to the school. And telling me that story, and telling my brothers, all my brothers, 8 brothers have been in the military except one, telling us that story, he didn't tell us that to hate. He just told us to let us know that, you know, how things were, and things have gotten better because of the struggles of others, the struggles of those that fought, the struggles of those that died, and in their death being wrapped in a Confederate flag many times. So it's kind of hard, and I guess you can see why I feel, but there was nothing. He taught us to hate. He just taught us to do the best good. And at time, things will change. So things have changed. My brother retired as a lieutenant colonel. I retired as a sergeant major. That was unheard of during his time. So, you know, if I'd have wrapped myself in that, I probably wouldn't have made it 34 years in the military. I would have been tied up with hate.